from Treaty 8 territory in Canada, that's rising Métis Cree singer-songwriter Jessa Skye, bringing her unique blend of pop, soul, and indigenous storytelling to the mainstream. That's Grievin', kicking off our hour on your new favorite show. I'm Brett Mabee, welcoming you to this hour of incredible listening. If it's your first time tuning in, don't go anywhere. But if you do have to step away, I always invite you to check things out at mainstreamradio.net. We'll be enjoying songs from Vampire Doo-Wop, one from TV Girl and George Clanton, some Bobby Rush, who's still going strong at 93 years old, and a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, I did have a request for some Pump It Up, so stick around for that. We're going to get into this block with Nia. Her new album, 5, is a jazz-rooted reinvention, so be on the lookout for the October release. Right now, enjoy Angel Eyes, and I'll be back with you after a track from Lucky Day on the mainstream.
Try to think that love's not around, but it's uncomfortably near.
Da This is Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Money, diamonds, house in different cities. I'm living my wildest dreams. Could get smiling in with all the power, can do what I want, but I'm empty. Baddies got a model movie, options to making a movie scene.
Lucky Days 2023 single, That's You, bringing that somewhat jazzy block to an end on the mainstream. We also heard Julia Keefe's You in the Night and the Music from her 2019 Nobody Else But Me EP. It's great to see that Julia is continuing to do a lot with the Mildred Bailey Project and so much more, including the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band. A lot of really exciting things happening with her. We also kicked off the set with Nia's Angel Eyes, a sneak peek of her latest album, Five. I'm Brett Mabee. If you're just now joining us, get Comp back up at mainstreamradio.net. If you have to step away from listening on your favorite station, get Comp back up at mainstreamradio.net. Before getting back into the music, a shout out to all friends of the mainstream listening digitally and on the 100-plus stations across the country carrying it on the AM/FM frequencies, including but not those limited to listeners in McGrath, Alaska on 89.5 FM, KSKO. We'll be hearing from Carson Gray in this block and looking ahead, Peggy Gow, Valerie June, and a whole lot more. As I was mentioning in the opener, I do have a request for some Pump It Up. Now, they wanted to hear Elvis Costello, but that's going back a little bit too far. So I have the next best thing. Hot Rats was a supergrass side project with Cult Appeal. That's how they're described anyway. They were a short-lived band from 2009 to 2011, and they got their name from Frank Zappa's 1969 album Hot Rats. Their only album was put out in 2010. It was Turns On and produced by Nigel Goodrich, famously working with Radiohead and Beck. Some of the iconic covers included Drive My Car by the Beatles, You've Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys, and this one, Elvis Costello's Pump It Up. I'll be back with you in the second half on your new favorite show, The Mainstream.
Turn it down a little better, turn it down flat. Hi, this is Olivier Loridan of Châteauroux in France, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Maybe.
Time is an interesting phenomenon, a ticking clock, the running sand and hourglass. All these have captured the imagination of men, but time is more. It exists now, and then, and in the future. Suppose we are in the year 1950. Coexistence in time may be worlds we have never seen. The world of the past and of the future.
Thank you. apart.